In the war-damaged streets of northern Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp, 15-year-old Yusuf Saad rides his bicycle with his musical instrument strapped on his back. The instrument he carries is called an oud. The sound of the oud is common in much Middle Eastern music. Saad is bringing his instrument to a day center for children in the camp. There he plays the oud and sings for children who have suffered through 11 months of war. Saad says he tries to offer the children a little happiness or a way to temporarily forget about their difficult situation. "The homes in my city were once full of dreams," Saad said. As he spoke, he looked at the destroyed buildings in the refugee camp. Before the war, the refugee camp had a large population. "Now they're gone," he said. Saad was studying music at the Edward Said National Conservatory of Music in nearby Gaza City before the war started. Like many other buildings, the conservatory was destroyed during the fighting. Saad and his four siblings are now living with relatives after his own home was destroyed. Saad's father, a government worker with the Palestinian Authority, always supported Saad's dream of becoming a musician. Saad now centers his efforts on playing his oud and singing at the Jabalia Center for Children. The war started after the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th last year. Hamas terrorists killed some 1,200 people and took 250 hostages from southern Israel, according to Israeli estimates. Since then, Israel has sought to destroy Hamas in Gaza. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, almost 41,000 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict. Airstrikes and fighting have destroyed thousands of buildings in Gaza. "Every house holds a tragedy," Saad said. "Some have lost their mother, others their father, their neighbor, or their friend." Even with the danger, Saad has a strong desire to continue his work with the children. "We try to help improve their mental health, even if it means putting myself at risk," he said. "This is my duty to the children." Saad added that he lives by an expression that carries him through the darkest days. "If you live, live free, or die standing like trees." I'm Andrew Smith.